Born in 1936, Mary Travers was 2 years old when her parents moved the family from Kentucky to Greenwich Village in New York City. By the time she was a teenager, Mary was a full-fledged member of the 1950s village folk scene, although at the time she said that music was just a hobby and she had no plans to sing professionally. All that changed in 1961 when Mary met Bob Dylan's manager, Albert Grossman. Grossman had decided to put together a folk supergroup to rival the chart-topping Kingston Trio, and he introduced Travers to Peter Yarrow and Paul Stuckey. That story of how the group was formed caused many fellow folk singers to brand Peter, Paul, and Mary as too commercial and not authentic. But Mary Travers always defended the group's sound and founding, saying they made the music accessible to everyone. There is no dispute that the trio made folk music popular. Their first album, called simply Peter, Paul, and Mary, reached number one shortly after its March 1962 release, and it remained at the top of the charts for 7 weeks. The album contained two hit singles, If I Had a Hammer and Lemon Tree.
Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet, but the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat. Lemon tree, very pretty, and the lemon flower is sweet, but the fruit of the poor lemon is impossible to eat.
Peter, Paul, and Mary, everyone loved. And it's not that it was watered down at all. That's not why it worked. I'm not exactly sure why it worked, except that Mary's voice was just a thing of beauty. It was a classically beautiful voice.
Singer-songwriter Gretchen Peters took up the guitar at age 7, and Peter, Paul, and Mary songs were the first she learned to play. But it wasn't just Mary Travers' voice that attracted Gretchen. The harmony singing was equally important.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago.
A great education, just picking apart, you know, who sang what on the albums, because sometimes she actually sang lower than one of the guys. She would sometimes sing lower than Peter, and you'd have to kind of weed out who's singing what in the harmonies, and it was not simple stuff, but it was beautiful.
While the group's music proved commercially successful, they did not play it safe when it came to politics. Like Peter Yarrow and Paul Stuckey, Mary Travers was quite outspoken in her support of civil rights and the anti-Vietnam War movement. Peter, Paul, and Mary performed at the historic 1963 March on Washington, and they also took part in the 1965 voting rights marches from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama. After the group disbanded in 1970, Mary Travers continued to perform at political events around the world. The trio reunited in 1978, intending to perform just one show at a benefit to oppose nuclear power. But it was such a success that they continued to perform as a trio until Mary Travers retired in May of this year. It's not an exaggeration to say that Mary Travers and the trio of Peter, Paul, and Mary took folk music out of the coffee house and into the mainstream. They helped spread a message of peace and harmony around the world, and their recordings also proved that folk music could be commercially successful. Peter, Paul, and Mary's music won 5 Grammy Awards and scored 6 top 10 hits, earning them 8 gold and 5 platinum albums. They also introduced millions to the music of Bob Dylan, and they turned Blowing in the Wind into an anthem of the 1960s protest movement. Mary Travers of Peter, Paul, and Mary, dead at 72. I'm Catherine Cole.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man?
just a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand. How many times must the